The Hot Show with Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. Final minisode of the week.
Finally, it's happened to me.
Yes, I can't stand it.
Finally, it's happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know all the words, but
right in front of my, he fell in love. She fell in love. Brown cocoa skin. That's what she said. Probably she likes brown cocoa skin.
Well, who doesn't?
You racist.
I like it all.
So, last week, if you were a follower of Burger King on Twitter...
Well, I am. You get all the special deals.
All of a sudden, Burger King turned and said, we've been bought out by McDonald's. We're now in a slum near you or something like that.
Well, it was an April Fool's prank. They got me, though. I was so upset.
No, they were hacked by, supposedly, by the Anonymous group.
What do they have against Burger King?
They released horse meat burgers in Europe.
And could people tell the difference?
Yeah, you know what? Why are people angry? So I ate a horse. I don't know, whatever.
You know what the thing
is? I ate a lot of animals. Cow, horse, the fucking difference.
If you can't tell the difference, who fucking cares? If it tastes good, you're eating a hamburger and you enjoy it, then later on somebody says, you know what? That was horse meat. I'm like, well, tasted good to me.
Listen,
I don't know.
Cow, horse, Chinese guy, I don't care. If it's
good,
I'll eat it.
You know, even if somebody said, that was a human. You know, last week when you ate that McDonald's, that was a fucking person.
Yeah, it ends up a guy fell in the meatpacking plant.
Yeah, like, you know what? And, I love sausage McMuffins. I ate it. I fucking loved it.
Like, I know what that fucking shit is anyways. Whatever.
Yeah,
they claim it's meat. I don't know.
I know that's the lowest grade meat like possible by law.
Well, McDonald's now has these commercials where they're like, we have the best beef on our own farms. We make our own eggs.
I don't know how true.
We got our own cows and our own farmers.
I know. I don't know how true any of that stuff is. Now, I know they must have a better class of meat for like their Angus stuff.
Still, though,
I imagine,
there's
but maybe
clearly
not.
A difference between that and when you buy a good burger at a better restaurant or at the store on your own.
Or, like, I don't know how prevalent, like, Red Robin is. Is that, like, a big chain?
Pretty big, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, you know, those are supposed to be, like, gourmet burgers. You can tell the difference. That's not fucking McDonald's.
Mark gets one with an egg. Get this.
The Royal
big
Burger.
A big, giant burger with an egg, fried egg on
there.
Oh,
that's really good.
Really good for your heart.
Heart healthy. That's what I am. Yeah.
They have the little American Heart Association thing on there.
And I dip it in oatmeal.
Well, yeah, oatmeal solves everything.
Oatmeal's good.
Yeah, it solves everything. Yeah. I told you this.
Solves world hunger and world peace.
Yeah, but there's nothing in McDonald's that looks like anything that resembles real food that you make. And I'm not one of those people that puts down McDonald's. I just had it today.
It's delicious. Me too.
It's good, but it's not like...
I had it for breakfast too.
You could never make a burger and have it taste like a McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I don't know what they're doing.
Well, because it's you know, shitty meat. And you can't buy that kind of meat at the store. Unfortunately, we could only buy good meat.
You can buy shit. I've bought burgers at, like, one of those, like, cheap, what do you call them? Discount.
Garage sales.
At a garage sale, I bought some beef. They're like, this is from, like, 83, but it's been frozen, so.
It's still good.
It's pretty good still.
Yeah.
But
cold freezes time.
I bought it. If you got it cold enough, you could.
Yeah, I know. Absolute Zero. You never heard of that shit?
An Absolute Zero fridge. That's what I want.
Yeah. Climb in.
Yeah, climb in.
All right.
That's a play on my name.
Yeah, I know. I picked up on that.
But yeah, I bought some burgers. It was like the shitty. It's like, I was eating. I'm like, is this fucking even meat? They must have had so much filler in
this
beef.
A little bit of cardboard in there.
It's what it felt like. I thought it was, but I ate it and it was good.
Yeah.
Then after I ate it a few times, I'm like,
some ketchup on that shit?
I crave, like, you know, I could go for one of those.
One of those cardboard burgers.
Those bad burgers with a weird filling in them. I could go for that.
Was it jelly in here? Pretty good. Listen, as long as you have condiments, pretty much everything's good.
Why not just have bread with, which I've had, you know, just sometimes you're out of meats and you just have bread with, like, some ketchup and cheese on it.
Well, I've eaten cheese sandwiches before. That's fine. But I don't put ketchup. I put mayo.
Yeah, well, you can put both. Sometimes.
I'm a mayo man.
Sometimes. Now, this is the secret sauce. You mix ketchup and mayo and stir it together. It turns into this, like, pink mixture. Mm.
Nah, I'm good.
It's a ketchup mayo.
That's fine.
It's KO.
Listen.
Do you want KO on your burger or no?
No. You know, if you want the best mayo, you know where you go? The Mayo Clinic. They make it.
Handmade. There's people with cancer there, Mark. That's very
insensitive. Yes, yes. The people with cancer make it. They have nothing else to do.
It's very insensitive. Speaking of health, I was reading a headline.
That's all you read, huh?
Well, that's all you need, really.
Yeah, that's true.
That night scanning is... Scanning. That's what I wrote
night
down.
Night scanning? What the fuck is that?
Night snacking is bad for you.
Oh, everyone fucking knows that. You eat before you go to bed. You know, that's how you, like, put on the weight. It's bad for you because you're not really digesting.
I do all my best eating in bed. Who doesn't even want to eat enjoy some chips?
Yeah, plus you have sex with your food. Food fucking.
Who wants to sit around and, you know, wake up your girlfriend with your crunching? What? Can't hear you. I'm eating chips.
You know what? I've said it before. I have a weird schedule.
You have a weird food fetish.
Yeah, that too. But I work overnight, so, you know, I'm eating at night and shit. So I know it's not super healthy, but you know what? I'm fucking up. It's the middle of the night. I'm hungry. What am I going to do?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, nothing's healthy. We all know that. So fucking live. Go live your life. You'll be fine. As usual, just don't be a maniac about shit. You'll be all right.
Yeah, but you don't want to, you know...
Don't want to what?
Get heartburn and...
Nah, whatever. I'm going to get it anyway. So what, don't eat? Should I eat while I'm sleeping? I'm sleeping during the day.
Sometimes when I wake up, I get like this crazy thirst and I have to go drink something.
Oh my God. This is crazy, but I need human blood.
No.
That's a crazy thirst.
You ever have a thirst dream?
Maybe.
I have all the time where I'm like so thirsty in the dream, I'm like drinking gallons of water and I can't quench it ever. So then I get up and go drink some.
You know what?
This, Mark. You're not going to like this. I drink tap water.
Oh, that's fucking gross. It's disgusting. Holy shit.
That's what I do.
You might as well just fucking dunk your plunger in the toilet and turn it upside down and just drink. Drink up.
How is it coming out of the sink the same as toilet water?
Same. It's all pipes. It's all connected, right?
You know, it's in a toilet. There's a big difference.
The toilet's clean. You put, like, bleach in there. You get the special brush.
I'm not drinking out of the sink. I'm drinking right out of the faucet.
The faucet connected to the sink?
When I was a kid, we used to put this little plastic thing. It looked like a well. And when you closed it, it became a drinking fountain.
Huh, some technology.
Well, it was just this plastic thing. You put it in the end, and when it was open, you know, it would pour out regularly. And then you close it, and it would squirt out the top.
That's cool.
Like a drinking fountain.
You know what? You need that when you're a kid to practice. Because little kids, they have trouble with the fountain.
You ever nervous when you're drinking on the fountain that someone's going to smack you in the back of the head and you're going to get your teeth knocked out? I'm always nervous of that. I'm always looking around like, all
dude,
right.
Dude, I'm nervous about...
Coast is clear. I can take a drink.
I'm nervous about someone murdering me. I do get scared sometimes. Like, shit, what if this guy's got a gun? Guy has a knife. This car's following me. I'm scared of lots of things.
It's called a paranoid schizophrenic.
I don't know about the schizophrenic part, but maybe paranoid.
You better go to the doctor.
I don't believe in doctors. They'll try and kill me if I go. And you know that's true.
Yeah. And finally,
I'm pretending. Finally, it's half. Oh, did we do that already?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, okay.
And finally,
Amelia Earhart. She's been found.
A billionaire is planning on being a space tourist on Mars.
A billionaire has no regard for his own life. First of all, he's going to die in a fucking explosion.
What an exciting vacation Mars is. I mean, there's nothing going on there.
And how far... We know how far away that is. How long is it going to take for you to get there? You're going to be in this fucking
piece of shit.
First of all, there's nothing there. We need to build some kind of structure, some kind of dome in there first.
Can't wait to see his Instagram pictures of him standing in the desert, pretty much.
Okay, we don't have...
You know what?
Those kind of satellites set up to get to Instagram.
Go to that desert where they film like all those Mars movies.
Yeah, with some red lights and you're set.
Mm-hmm. You go like, look, I'm on Mars. And you just give some. You put a spacesuit on and you stand where they filmed like what was that movie that took place on Mars in the past that you saw in the theater by yourself?
Oh, shit.
Okay. John Carter.
Yeah, yeah.
They did that, like, in the desert in, like, Utah or something. Go there.
Yeah, there's nothing. You know what? There's certain places where it's okay to be by yourself, but other
Mars
places...
Mars is not one of
no,
them.
No, where it's just sad. Restaurant? Fucking sad.
What about?
Wait, you go to a fancy restaurant?
Yes.
Table for one.
They don't even want you. Like, you're fucking up our... picking up a table.
It's sad. Not like sad a shitty restaurant. You go, they set you up, like, at the bar and you eat.
Yeah, if you're like... Listen, if you're going on your way to work, I don't know why you'd be up so early before work, but say you were.
Yeah.
You know, you want a bite to eat, you go up to the
counter.
But
it's still sad. Now, another place where it's sad to be by yourself, strip club.
That is sad.
You go, again, you go to the bar. You don't really go sit in a seat. Because why are you going to sit in your seat and advertise that you're by yourself? Because you're at a fucking table with like 8 empty chairs.
I think a lot of the high roller guys go by themselves.
So, well, I'm not gambling there.
Guys pay a lot to the
maybe.
Ladies.
Well, that's all you went there for. Listen, I want to see a naked chick. I really don't have any friends. So, whatever. Fuck, I'm going to strip club. You go sit at the bar and the chicks come up to you. But, it's pretty sad. You know what's not sad? HotshotWizKids.com.
We have so much stuff on there now.
Holy shit,
man. We give you more content.
Full-sodes.
You get your money's worth.
Mini-sodes. Shut up and watch the movie. Music. Commentary. Third Wheel Edition interviews. We fucking have it all.
Naked Mark pictures.
Yeah, you pieces of shit.
Mark tucks it so he looks like a lady.
Yeah, I do
it's
everything.
Hilarious.
I stretch out my balls so I look like I'm an old man.
He makes a burger.
Yeah. Ooh, I do the gum in the hair trick.
Mm-hmm.
I do it all.
Puppetry of the penis.
Yeah. HotshotWizKids.com. Check it out.